Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, hello, and hello, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I got to tell you guys, so there, the Gateway Pundit does a good job, okay? The Huff Brothers, good, good guys. They've been out there pushing truth for a long time, and just a good paper, right? You find the stuff there that you won't see anywhere else. They're not afraid. They put out real stuff. And, you know, today they had an incredible, incredible video. And it brings me to what I want to talk about right now, right now. I want to talk about January 6th, right? January 6th, it was an incredible tragedy in our nation's right? It was a tragedy on levels that I don't think there's not a whole lot of things I could point to that I feel that would be as bad or worse. But not for the reason that these crooked scumbag pieces of garbage in Congress have been talking about. Not for the reasons that Liz Cheney and her other Democrat friends don't. I know she's got an R behind her name, but she's about as much an R as I am a pickle. Liz Cheney and these other crooked Democrats are out there, you know, lying about this, manipulating it, covering it up, showing half the story, and then using their complicit news media to push lies, to keep these people political prisoners, to do things that are horrible. Our justice system in the U.S. Capitol, I've talked to a bunch of the lawyers. The stuff that they're facing is nonsense. It's a bunch of judges looking for outcomes, not for truth. And it really is just an egregious and horrible nightmare. Today on the Gateway Pundit, they reported and shared a J6 video. Now, I want you to hear the name Roseanne Boyland. Okay, you need to remember that name. Now, when Nancy Pelosi and her crooked crew of scumbags were orchestrating this thing with the FBI so that they could set Trump up and try and make political hay out of it, they didn't seem to really care about what was going to happen to the people who were manipulated into participating in this. But that's exactly what happened. I've been doing a bit of homework, and by a bit of homework, I mean I've been doing an immense amount of homework on this J6 thing. I know a lot of people who were there. I was not there. But you know what? I almost wish I would have been, because it is absolutely my right in this country to assemble and to protest. And I don't give a crap if the scumbag nobility class in D.C. who thinks that they rule over us instead of ruling at our behest likes us being there or not. This was nonsense. It was a setup. It was meant to scare people and to send a message to the American public. These trials are the same. The people who are being tried they're nothing more than political prisoners. This is nothing more than political attack. And it is one of the most unconstitutional and egregious things I've ever seen. Roseanne Boyland was one of the people there. Now, mind you, that according to the press, you know, we've got this absolute chaos, this, that, and other, but the reality is that we found that there were numerous FBI informants, numerous people that seemed to be aware and involved in what was going happening. And this looks far more like entrapment than anything else, right? This looks like a riot that was incited by the federal government and their cronies, really for no other purpose than to try and ensure that Trump could never come back. Roseanne Boyland was killed. She was killed. There were a group of people pushing up the steps. The police pushed back. They beat and pushed a bunch of these people down the steps. They fell on each other. Somewhere along the way, she was crushed and killed. The video on Gateway Pundit today is heartbreaking. It is absolutely heartbreaking. You see this woman laying there, dying. You see these guys who, you know, have been portrayed as nothing but evil, but they're trying to save her. Meanwhile, the cops up there are standing there doing nothing, not a thing. Now, mind you, after Roseanne Boyland was knocked down and crushed,
there is video of one of the DC cops beating her on the ground with a, with some sort of a stick. I mean, it is horrendous. It is atrocious. This was one of the most mind-blowing things I've ever seen. If this had been a BLM type situation, there would be riots everywhere, and this would probably be a situation where people ought to be mad. But it's not, and it's being covered up because the left doesn't actually care about justice. They don't care about people being hurt. They don't care about anything. If they can use police brutality or anything else as a mechanism to push their political agenda, whatever it is, they're all over it. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about what's happening. They don't care about who gets hurt. It's all about their political agenda. And that is what has occurred here. And this video is something that I hope everybody on the planet sees. On January 6th, this woman was protesting. She was part of a group of people that arguably got a little out of hand, but got out of hand with a whole bunch of insiders from the FBI, informants, other stuff who seemed to be egging them on. Can you imagine if there was a BLM protest and they found out there were a bunch of FBI insiders egging them to riot? Riots occurred and then someone died and got beat to death by the police? Can you imagine the outrage? I can tell you that I would be in favor of that outrage because it would be an egregious violation of the rights of that individual, and people should be outraged. January 6th is included some of the most egregious violations of the constitutional and human rights of Americans in the history of this country. It is a mind-blowing event. This video is shocking. And if you look at it with the other videos, the videos of, these people being pushed down the stairs, these videos of Roseanne Boylan being beaten, just attacked viciously while on the ground, seemingly unconscious, and this cop is still beating her. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And I'm pro-police very much. I'm very much on the side of the thin blue line. But this wasn't that. This was a Gestapo tactic. This was a bunch of people who were put there. The situation was created. It was facilitated. And here's the thing. I could be wrong about some of this, but you know what? I'm standing by everything I say until every single document and every single minute of video footage is made public. Because if you got nothing to hide, you don't hide it. See, Nancy Pelosi and Liz piece of crap Cheney, they lied. They covered things up. They hid things. They told half-truths. For the last year plus, 2 years plus, it's been nonstop lies and just political BS. Well, you know what? I'm calling BS. I'm calling BS. The rights of our citizens were stomped on, crushed on, and just, it's sickening what's happening. So today, to this day, we have people who are in jail, who've been held in jail without proper charges, without this, without that. We've had cases where evidentiary standards and other rules were really just stomped on. We've had all sorts of just nonsense that's occurred in Washington. And nobody's even talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about how terrible it was and how scary it was for these poor senators. Roseanne Boylan is dead. She was beat to death. Right? Beat to death. Which of the senators were touched? Which one of them were physically in danger? None. Did anybody even attempt to attack one of the nobility class? Did anybody even sort of try? We had the young lady who got shot for trying to get a door open. We have Roseanne Boylan, who was beat to death. Who in the nobility class suffered anything other than alleged fear, if we're supposed to actually believe that? Who? How many people are in jail? The FBI is continuing its witch hunt. Of course, the FBI being a part of the DOJ and Merrick Garland, it's not a surprise that they're corrupt. And yes, I do believe they are corrupt. they're certainly not looking for justice. If they were looking for justice, they'd be looking into the mass murder of millions of people from these COVID death vaccines, but they're not looking into that. They're not looking into the attempted genocide of the American people. They're not even looking into the death of Ashley Babbitt or Roseanne Boylan. No, no. We're just looking at who we can persecute, who we can keep in jail for trespassing, right? It's one of the most incredible things in American history. This is a tragedy. 50 years from now, 100 years from now, when we win our freedom back, and we're looking back at this historically, and I say when, because we will win our freedom back. So help me God, we will fight this one way or another until we are free. Once our freedom is won back, and as we look back at this sad, horrible, horrible part of our history, I think history will, in truth, look back and talk about how horrible these monsters are. And by the monsters, I'm not talking about the protesters who were incited into causing trouble and crossing some lines. I'm talking about the people who sold out to incite them into it. I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi and her scumbag crew of J6 committee toadies that were there for no other reason than to try and stop Trump, because Trump was not something that they could have. He was just not willing to play ball with these guys. To be real clear, after Roseanne Boylan was killed and beaten to death, these guys, these alleged monsters, the people that they say are evil and horrible, they were trying real hard to save her life. You can see them doing CPR, trying to get this woman back to life. You can see the police standing there doing nothing, absolutely nothing. They wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't share it, nothing. Finally, when it becomes clear to the people trying to save this woman's life that they weren't able to do it, they pick her up and they carry her up to the police to try and get them to help. From there, the police drag her by her feet like a sack of potatoes down the tunnel. And who knows what happened then. But what we do know is those are the same police that did beat her to death. So, you know, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. I didn't hear Liz Cheney say one word about this. She was happy to run her big, fat, stupid mouth about Donald Trump nonstop for 2 years. But that crooked piece of garbage, who I'm so glad is no longer elected to anything, couldn't be bothered to bring up Roseanne Boylan. I didn't hear her once say, "I'm sorry for your loss to her family." I didn't hear her once talk about the fact that the FBI agents and informants were infiltrated. They had entrapped people and incited the violence and the chaos that was happening. I didn't hear her once talk about how sad that it was that as a result of that entrapment and incitement from the federal government agents, that Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt and others had to die. Never heard Liz Cheney talk about that. She had no problem shooting her mouth off about Donald Trump. Had no problem telling us, that Donald Trump caused this and that and other, even though Donald Trump said, "Please be peaceful." This was a lie. It was a scam. It was corruption at best. And now we still have a bunch of people sitting and rotting in jail for a political game. This is an anathema to our Constitution on every single level. If you're not outraged, there's something wrong with you, or you just simply haven't seen the truth. And that's what we're here for, folks. We want to tell you the truth, make sure that you're aware of the things that no one else is going to talk about. The Gateway Pundit, I recommend you look at the article. I will probably post the video and some other things related to it. But, when you look at it, there's a link to another older story from the Gateway Pundit where they talk about how the police do this and prevent the rescue and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you can see what happens here. I mean, there's some back and forth here, and the cops are guarding. And, the cops, they just went way overboard. But they wouldn't have had to do that
if the J6 protesters wouldn't have been incited. And it's just that simple. We need to talk about the incitement, the entrapment, and all the other things that occurred there. The photos, the videos, what you see here, this is one of the saddest and most horrific events that I've ever seen. We the people have to stand up. This cannot stand. There needs to be prosecutions for this. I think that we need to look at, who was doing what. This is criminal. I think that this may qualify as felony murder. Now, D.C.'s got its own statute, so I'd have to see, which crime specifically would work in that area. But this looks like conspiracy, and conspiracy, when you have murder as a part of conspiracy frequently in many states, that murder then is attributed to each member of the conspiracy. So I wonder if that would apply to Nancy Pelosi. We won't know unless we get a true report. And then it'll be interesting to see if we find any prosecutors with the gonads or the Justice Department with the gonads to actually do something. My bet is we won't. How you feeling, folks? Well, if you're not feeling well, you want to get your Genesis HOCL and get that thing cranked up because you don't want to share it. You don't want to share it with your family. You don't want to share it with your kids. You don't want to share it with anybody. Genesis HOCL, it atomizes this solution, pumps it up into the air, and kills germs. Kills germs, and that's a spectacular thing. If you click on the banner ad and you buy it here and you use the OutLoud code at checkout, you get a big discount. You want to use OutLoud code at checkout. You not only get a big discount, but you also are supporting our network, and that's a big deal. We need that. If you like truth tellers, if you like people doing this, buy a good product and help us fight the fight. That's what you're doing. So get yourself a Genesis HOCL, use OutLoud at checkout, and come back and listen to some more right after this.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. Let me tell you, this is an innovation. The Genesis Fogger uses HOCL. This is a form of hypochlorite. This is a powerful disinfectant that is tried and true. It's for sure kills SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19 virus, but many other pathogens, including bacterial as well as mycofungal pathogens. Enter the Genesis Fogger. It is a powerful mister. It's a dry mist, and it does cleanse the air. It does have a tremendous disinfectant capability for the room. It's used for industrial purposes and elsewhere, but now it's brought to you in your home to better defend you against SARS-CoV-2, the virus, COVID-19, as well as a host of other pathogens. So if you go to the promotional code and enter in OutLoud, you can receive a discount off of your first purchase. So go to the Genesis Fogger website and take a look at it. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
Okay, welcome back, folks. So, we talked a lot about J6 and the tragedy that is. I want to tie this in. Okay, so I got kind of a theme. This is me being a quasi-professional broadcast host. So I have kind of a theme going on here that's going to cover these first couple segments. And the theme is really the loss of our rights and the corruption that we're facing on a national scale, right? And we're seeing it everywhere. And the question becomes, what are we going to do about it, right? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand aside and let tyrants control our lives? Are we going to stand aside and do nothing as our lives continue, our rights continue to be eroded and taken? Or are we going to fight back? Are we going to say, no, we refuse to follow you? Are we going to support people like Carrie Lake fighting back? Are we going to support people like General Mike Flynn fighting back? Are we going to support people like Mike Lindell? Hell, if you're really desperate, you could even support me. There's a lot of people that are fighting back. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, are you going to be one of them? And if you don't feel like you can fight back directly, then ask yourself, are you going to at least support one of the people who is fighting back, or many of the people? This is a critical thing, and it's a recurring theme. And let me explain why, right? So we're under attack as a nation. We're under attack from a lot of directions. So when we look at what happened on January 6th and what's happening now, there's a number of rights that are being trampled. Tons of First Amendment rights. You know, there was an attempt to send a message about the rights of free speech and the rights of assembly. There's issues related to due process and to, you know, fair trials. There's just a number of rights implicated, a number of issues gone here. So we've got that happening. You know, meanwhile, we see the First Amendment being attacked elsewhere, right? So here's a really sad story. Breaks my heart. U.S. Merchant Marine Academy covers up a massive Jesus painting with white curtain after complaints. Really? Really? You're serious? Why in the hell would they do that? Would they have covered up a statue, something of the Quran? Or is this just Christianity that's okay to do this with? Regardless, I don't care. They shouldn't do it to anyone. You know, I know that with the Islam, you know, you can't do a picture of Muhammad. But, you know, even if it was a different Islamic symbol, it was a crescent moon, would you cover that up? How about Buddha? Would you put a shirt on him, cover his belly? I'm being a little silly here. But the problem is that when did freedom of religion become freedom from religion? I know, and like I can go through the legal history of it. I've been down that road, so I'm not going to get into that. And I'm just going to tell you that I'm of the opinion that series of cases and that case law to me is garbage. I mean, again, we've been through and just in not that long ago, we on this show went through and talked about some of our founding documents, including, not the least of which, you know, our Declaration of Independence, the separate and equal station to which laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, quote unquote. You have an excerpt from there. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their, quote, creator with certain inalienable rights. Yeah, there's no question that our founding fathers recognized that there was a God, or that it was an important aspect of it. And freedom of religion is never and was never meant to be freedom from religion. But again, tying this back into the theme here is just the crushing or destruction that the rights bestowed upon us in our founding documents and elsewhere are undergoing at the moment. The Merchant Marine Academy covers up a picture of Jesus. Okay, so the First Amendment again. January 6th, First Amendment. We got assembly, we got free speech. Merchant Marines, we got free religion. Everywhere I look, we've got under attack our freedoms, right? So This is really a problem, and it's a recurring theme. And another great example of it could be shown in the in what's going on with COVID, right? I mean, we see in COVID censorship on a level that's hard to even fathom, right? I mean, think about this. You know, you had everybody and their brother thrown off of Twitter and Facebook and everything else. Only when Elon Musk came back and opened up, you know, some semblance of free speech on Twitter, did we start seeing, you know, any truth getting out. And that's really the key here, right? They weren't censoring people who were lying. It turns out they're censoring people who were telling the truth. I know, because I was one of them. I had truth. I had evidence. I had facts. I was censored. I'm still censored on Facebook in an immense way, right? And actually, you know, I still can't advertise on Twitter. I'm not able to do that. They haven't, you know, I know Musk has bigger fish to fry and he's got a lot of things to do before he gets everything done, but I'm more than happy to bet that those algorithms are by no means unbiased yet. And also that, you know, there's a lot of people that can't advertise or speak yet. Now he's moving in the right direction and I'm grateful that he is, but you know, listen, the censorship was deep and difficult, but our rights are under attack everywhere. Our founding documents, our founding fathers created the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all these different things to prevent exactly what we're allowing to happen now. We've got law. We've got everything we need to ensure that this sort of stuff isn't occurring, but we aren't implementing it. We aren't enforcing our perspective on it. We aren't making it stand. So, you know, that's a big deal. We've got to stand against this. I don't know what else to tell you. There's another example, right? Another example. Just the News. Just the News had a lot of good stuff lately. Good crew of people there, right? After the Out Loud Network, I mean, Just the News is one of the better ones out there. But you should start out with Out Loud Network. You should share us. You should support us. Hopefully, you're getting more people to listen to the show. I need to have, you know, triple my reach to at least 9 people. I figure myself, my producer, my wife, the main 3 that are listening, except for my wife won't usually listen either. But no, I'm sorry, I'm depressed. No, but we do need to share. We got to get the word out there to the rest of my wonderful audience. And here's another next headline. Feds adapting AI used to silence ISIS to combat American dissent on vaccines and elections. Well, that's not scary at all, right? I mean, is that censorship? Could it be more censorship? Why is this even something we need to talk about? How is it possibly, conceivably legal for our federal government to pay and work with big tech to implement censorship protocols? Our Constitution's meaningless then. And I can go through the case law. This is plainly illegal. Plainly. And the only way a court could rule otherwise is to absolutely ignore the Constitution. I mean, it's just, this is as illegal as it gets. A government paying or working with a private entity to facilitate censorship is a government action. And it is 100%, 100% illegal. It's unconstitutional. It is not okay. Yet Biden is doing it right and left. He's doing it everywhere. This government is out of control, and we're either going to do something about this or our freedom's gone. I don't know what else to tell you. What are we going to do, though? That's the key. What are we going to do? I've been kind of talking about this, and it's been a bit of a recurring theme throughout the last, I'd say, week or so of the show. You know, we talked about Obama's hero, Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book to Satan, you know, because Obama likes people who write books that are dedicated to Satan. And no, I'm not done ripping on Obama. I understand it's been a few years since he was president, but he is still doing a lot of damage to this country. And frankly, but for his Obamacare nightmare, we would never have had COVID. That'll be a show all on its own for another day. But right now, you've got to understand that Alinsky had some very good strategies, and we need to understand those. And where it's ethical, use them. One of those strategies is, you know, to recognize that, you know, the power that you project and the power that your opponent thinks you have is almost as important as the power you actually have. Well, the thing that's key about that is that we, the good conservative people who actually love God and love our country, we kind of have this innate, our mom and dad taught us to respect each other and to respect our elders and to respect our betters. And, you know, we don't have the arrogance that the godless heathens in D.C. seem to have. That's a big deal because we tend to look at people like ED leader Mitch McConnell or the human genitalia Klaus Schwab or Anthony the murderer Fauci as some sort of big shots that we say, well, we can't do anything about it. What can we do about it? But the act is saying we can't do anything. What can I do? Every time you say that, you are lowering yourself. You're weakening yourself and you're also empowering them. You can do as much as they can. They're just a guy. Right? Just a guy. You know, they're not special. They're not big. They got money. They use their money for illicit purposes, but they're definitely not special or big. We got to quit saying, what can I do, as if there's nothing you can do, and start doing things. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've been trying to figure out ways to help people to understand this. One thing that you've got to understand is when you say, what can I do, along with empowering the enemy, you're also, and disempowering yourself, you're also, and I'm sorry to say this, folks, I hope that none of you are insulted by this, but it's lazy. It's lazy, okay? I don't care what you do. Anytime you're doing anything for freedom, it's better than if you're not, right? And unfortunately, there's way too much of people not doing anything. What can you do for freedom? Well, you can start a fight. If you're a lawyer, you can sue people. If you're a doctor, you can, you know, prescribe healthy things to your people and tell them the truth about the jabs and other things. If you're an engineer, I don't know, find something. Design a sign. I don't know. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You got to ask yourself what you can do. And if you go to work and you just wait for someone to tell you what to do all the time, well, you aren't going to get that much. You're not going to climb any ladders that way. You're not going to get much done. That's fine. A lot of people are happy with that, and that's okay. But when it comes to our freedom, you got to be a go-getter. You got to look for it. You got to find a way to do it. If you can't be the guy that's leading, say, you know, your skill set, whatever it is one where you just don't feel like you can lead the fight. What are you doing to support the people that are fighting them? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm doing everything I can to fight. So I'm going to speak as a guy who's fighting. And I'm not saying that I'm big or important or special or doing more than the next guy. But I will tell you that I absolutely own that I'm fighting as hard as I can. Let me tell you what you need to know about that. I am a lawyer. I do know how to fight, and I've been doing it. I am nothing without the people who are supporting me in this fight. It's not that I'm special. It's not that I'm big. I just got people who are backing me. Good people. Wonderful people. You know, the people who have supported me are some of the best people on the planet. I've had the opportunity to go to events and shake hands, and people tell me, hey, we've been helping you. I actually had someone tell me they were sorry because they couldn't donate to me. I said, can you pray? They said, well, we already do that. I said, then I don't care if you give me anything ever again. That's much more important than anything you're going to hand me. Have you prayed for someone? I want to know who's listening to this that can't say a prayer. How about, have you shared a tweet or Truth Social? Have you signed up for a free Substack? Have you shared TomRens.com?
Have you shared Peter McCullough's blog, Courageous Discourse? Have you shared the Out Loud Network? Have you told people, your friends, your family, your loved ones, especially those that hadn't heard it or didn't want to hear it, about the truth, about the jabs, about the elections, about this, about that? When they said, I don't want to hear it, did you just quit and go away? Or did you keep going? And did you keep coming back for more? Freedom is an ideal. Freedom is not something that you can grab a hold of or touch. It's not tangible. It's something that you believe in and live. Our freedom is embodied in a series of laws and ideals that we put forth in a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, a Bill of Rights, a bunch of different wonderful documents. If you're not sharing information about that, if you're not helping people to understand that, if you're not supporting the people who are doing that, then you're not doing anything. But it doesn't take a lawyer or a doctor or a scientist to be helpful. Most of what I do, you don't have to be a lawyer to do. The most impactful things that I do are not because I'm a lawyer. They're just because I work my tail off and do it, and I have no fear. Yes, the lawsuits are a big deal, and they're very important, and I'll continue to do those. But you know what? I'm right now on a radio that I earned this position. I worked very hard for someone to trick some people into thinking I know what I'm talking about, so they gave me a radio show. But I'm talking. That's what I'm doing. You can talk to your neighbors. You don't have to have a radio show to do this. You can talk to anybody. You can share ideas. You can share things. Don't tell me you can't do anything. Don't empower these scumbags to continue destroying our rights, to continue trampling on our Constitution. Go to TomRens.com. Share it. Go to Courageous Discourse. Check out The Vigilant Fox. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Help me. If you're going to buy gold, go to bh-pm.com. If you're going to buy pillows, go to MyPillow. Use checkout code RENS. If you're going to you need some vitamins, go to Napudi stuff. It's on TomRens.com. We've got stuff all over there, right? Just click on it and go. Help me. Help me fight for you. Or don't. Help someone else. I don't care. Just do something. And maybe you don't send anything. Maybe you just say a prayer. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't even take much time. You can just sit right there and say a prayer. I'll take your prayers over anything you're going to offer. But don't say you can't do anything. Anyone on this planet can pray. You can do something. The question is not whether you can do something. The question is whether you will do something. Hopefully you'll stay with us, because we'll be right back.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutloud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So, we've talked a lot about our rights being crushed, but there is some news going on. more rights being crushed, but yeah. Well, and speaking of our rights being crushed, who has done more to crush our rights than none other than the one and only Dr. Anthony Fauci? Well, turns out, according to InfoWars, and by the way, I love InfoWars. Those guys are good people over there. I just get a huge boot out of them. But according to InfoWars, a group of protesters in New York City crashed a Fauci event, called for his arrest, and said that the murderer needs to be in jail over the lockdowns and the jabs. I can't argue with any of it. Good enough. Okay, no, there's a little more. Yeah, they talk about this, and, the group was chanting some words that I cannot say as a professional broadcaster on this here radio station. But they were somewhat profane, but also equally accurate. There was a lot of shaming, and, one of the things that's interesting, and I think this is really important. So, you all know I'm a supporter of the Donald. I think he did a great job as president. I think he was set up on a lot of fronts, but I also think that the Donald needs to, he needs to deal with this whole jab thing. I mean, the fact that he has not properly addressed this yet is a real disaster. I think it causes problems, and I think it's a real, I think it's the one thing that could divide his base. Because I'm going to be honest, a lot of the people that are his base are people that I work with, and the one thing that they would the only thing they would consider dropping support for the Donald on is if he does not deal with these jabs truthfully. That's why I wrote the Substack here last week or so and said, listen, I will on my dime, and I'm reiterating it here, folks, on my dime, I will get get the best doctors in the country. I will fly them to wherever Donald wants to meet with them at his convenience. And we'll brief him on the truth about these death jabs, all the things that people have been lying to him about. And, I said, listen, if you do, Mr. President, with due respect, what's the downside to listening to your people? What is the downside to giving the experts on our side an opportunity to educate you? Why would you not do this? This really was an important thing on InfoWars because, they talk about people saying, this is Trump too. He should have spoke out about this. And, he pushed him when he was president and then he didn't. And listen, I am a huge supporter of Trump, but whether you like it or not, he did push them and has continued to refuse to disavow them. I mean, he just said that they saved hundreds of millions of lives. That's insane. They've killed hundreds of millions before it's done, but they aren't saving anyone. We need the Donald to be clear on this. And listen, for anybody that's going to email or text or whatever, social media me and tell me that the Donald's playing 8D chess, don't. Just don't. Okay? Listen. Donald Trump is one of the best presidents in U.S. history. I support him and will continue to support him. We'll see what happens when the election time comes around if he hasn't done anything on these jabs. But the thing is that he's human. He got lied to, and that's that. And I can imagine that if I were the Donald, that it would be a pretty tough pill to swallow that I got defrauded on this. But he did. I don't for a second believe that a man who's done everything he's tried to do for this country would ever do anything harmful intentional. But again, don't tell me he had to do this to save 100 million lives from lockdowns. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. He didn't have to do anything of the sort. He could have done a million other things. He didn't have to have a federal emergency. He could have had all sorts of other. Scott Atlas. Scott Atlas has talked incessantly about what he did while he was there. There were a lot of alternatives for the Donald. He chose poorly. It happens. All he's got to do is say, oops, and I'm sorry. Let's move on and let's fix the problem, and all's good. So I'm hoping that it happens. I'm praying for the president. I support the president. And like I said, he doesn't have to believe me. I'm a nobody. I'll make sure that I get the best doctors around to go and brief him if he'll accept the brief. So anyways, but I thought that was a really important story because, you know, it's, first of all, I love that people are calling Fauci out. That just makes my entire day better. And I think it's equally important and upsetting that we have to see, you know, one of the greatest presidents in American history getting associated with something that he was lied to about. Again, that's my belief. And when something like that happens, the only way to move forward is to say, hey, there's a problem, and then address it. But I don't need to tell someone like Donald Trump that. I think he knows it better than anybody. So in other news, Joe Biden is doing everything he can to facilitate World War III. I mean, we definitely need that. I mean, that's good for everybody, right? I mean, World War III, it's great. You know, he and some of these idiots in Europe are now planning on sending some heavy military equipment and support to Ukraine because, well, they need to protect the World Economic Forum money laundering scheme, right? That's all Ukraine is. Ukraine's a joke. I mean, they got Nazi regimes in there, which, of course, they deny, but you can't really miss it. They've got corruption out the wazoo. Sam, what's that guy? Bankman Friedman, whatever his name is, the money laundering guy who is laundering all of the aid from Ukraine back to the Democrats and Republicans, both. Mitch McConnell, anybody? ED leader? I mean, Ukraine is nothing but corruption from beginning to end. That's all it is. There is nothing strategically valuable. There's no reason for us to be at war over there. There's nothing useful. It's nothing valuable. It's just a disaster. But we're going to go send our military equipment and our people over there. We've already spent, you know, over $100 billion over there, you know, so that they could funnel that money to various special interests and World Economic Forum entities, including George Soros. George Soros really is heavily invested in the Ukraine Nazi crew. Why not start a world war over it? That sounds great. So send some tanks, and then let's just turn it into a full-fledged nuclear war. It sounds great. That'd be a great excuse for the World Economic Forum's cronies at the UN and elsewhere to step in and say, you know, we're just going to have to take over things. We've got to have some peace globally. Good plan? Well, whether you think it's a good plan or not, it's happening. We're doing it. I believe the real president, Donald Trump, who, again, isn't this incredible? The guy is dead on everything but these vaccines. Yeah, he's speaking out about this. I mean, he knows that it's a deep state thing. This has nothing to do with the people of Ukraine. This has nothing to do with anything but us printing money and sending it to Ukraine so that we can weaken America and strengthen our enemies, because that's what Joe Biden does. Well, I'm glad that Donald's speaking out on it. The whole thing just makes me sick. And I don't know what to say beyond that. It's just garbage. Some interesting headlines. One of the things that I think is really interesting that's occurring is, the recirculation of what we already know. Let me explain that. So when I started the COVID fight, you know, I did an immense amount of deep investigation and diving. I looked. I have terabytes of data, of evidence, of documents, of this, of that. It's the amount of stuff that I have saved online, offline, elsewhere is, it's monumental on a level that I don't think most people could even fathom. I looked at it the other day and I started going through, I was like, I can't even believe that I've read all this. I didn't know I could read that much in a lifetime. But there just is that much. I find it very interesting, though, to see how many of these things that, you know, I talked about or, you know, broke news on, shared, but that are coming back now. And I think it's kind of an interesting thing for me to see, because the reason that it's coming back now, and a lot of times it's going viral. So Vigilant Vox on Twitter, I like this guy. He's putting out some great information, but he's posted a bunch of clips of me doing media over the last couple of years. A lot of it's really old information, but it's new to the sheep. It's new to the people on Twitter who were only hearing, you know, what the censors would let them hear. So sometimes a lot of this stuff is going crazy viral. I mean, if you look at Vigilant Fox, or if you look at my Twitter feed, because when I see him do it, a lot of times I'll repost it and comment on it. But it's crazy how many people are surprised or shocked or this or the other. Well, that's kind of continuing everywhere, and it's all over the place. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I could list that are big. You know, I mean, one of the things that I'm waiting to really come into its own, it's been kind of hovering out there a little bit, but I think that people are not quite ready to fully understand the ramifications of this. But, you know, these death jabs that they created, the Pfizer and the Moderna, well, they were designed in a way where they know that they shed, right? They shed. What's shedding? Well, vaccine shedding refers to something that occurs in the viral vaccines. These aren't. And so shedding may or may not be the proper terminology, but basically they spread. You know, you get the jab and that gunk that goes inside of you is not only poisoning you, but it's contagious for a few days. Skin to skin contact, breathing, sexually transmitted, bunch of different things, right? So, and we don't know the full extent of that, but we do know that it's factual, right? We know that Pfizer is doing studies on it, writing on it. I mean, we have their documents, right? So this isn't, it's not a theory, it's just reality, right? But things like this, you know, coming back around, one of the things I'm seeing is there's a great headline on Liberty Daily, how Pfizer and BioNTech faked their preclinical studies, lied when they claimed their vaccine provides 8 times better protection than natural immunity, and how no one said a word about it. It's a great link to a Substack article, and good article. But again, it's the rehash of old news. So I'm not bringing this all up because it's like, you know, high-fiving that we knew first. To the contrary, I'm thrilled to death that guys are writing about this and it's getting out there more. I bring it up for a totally different reason. I bring it up because, and I believe, was it June of 2021? I brought forth data from a whistleblower. And that was a CMS whistleblower, and we had calculated out that there had been between, you know, give or take, 40,000 or so deaths from the COVID jabs, right? 40 or so thousand. Now, that's in June. It was a huge signal. It was a very, very dangerous thing that's going on. We knew that this was happening. Now, and this was just from CMS data. So it was only a small portion of the U.S. population that it applied to. I believe if you go back into the archives on rens-law.com, you'll find, you can still find that presentation. It went very viral because we were the first ones to talk about numbers and how dangerous this actually was. A lot of people tried to suggest that I was a conspiracy theorist or what have you, but I wasn't. I just had data. I did my homework. It came from the government computers. Government knew it. They just kept lying about it. If this hadn't been censored, right? So we see this stuff now, and it goes viral every time someone talks about this sort of thing. Had this not been censored, how many lives would we have saved? So going back to the theme of the show, you know, the First Amendment and the violation of our rights as Americans, had we actually been able to exercise our rights as Americans, free speech, right to assembly, things like that, how many people would not have died from these vaccines? If people had known about early treatment, how many people would have lived and not had died from COVID? How many people died from censorship, in other words? I'm thrilled to death that these guys are seeing and learning and writing about these things that we've been writing about for a couple of years now, 3 years now. It's another one. Talking about this died suddenly stuff and how, you know, it's occurring far greater numbers in heavily vaccinated countries than unvaccinated. I mean, that trend was available and easy to spot probably 6-8 months ago. I mean, we knew that, talked about it, but it was covered up. And to this day, thankfully we got Twitter and we got, Joe Rogan, Bongino, and a few other big names out there that are pushing some truth out on some levels. But what if the censorship hadn't occurred? What if there was more than just Tucker Carlson that was telling the truth on Fox? What if there were other people in the mainstream that were willing to actually speak out and to share what's going on? How many millions would have been saved if people would have had courage? If people would have had the fortitude, the moral fortitude, to do what was right over what's easy? Yeah, it may have cost you your job, but you might have saved millions of lives. For any of you still lying, I challenge you to think about that when you look in the mirror tonight. You're taking money, and that money, it might buy you a nice dinner this weekend, but guess what? You're still going to be looking in the mirror at someone who is responsible for murdering people because you were too cowardly and too willing to sell out to tell the truth. I don't mean to be harsh, folks, but it's a harsh time. We're living through tough times. People are being murdered. And it is when you are doing something that you know is going to result in someone else's death and profiting off it, and you're doing it for that reason, it's murder. It just is. That's what's happening. We need to talk about it. We need to address it. We need to fix it. Well, and speaking of fixing, well, you can fix your sinuses with Cofix. Cofix is a wonderful product. You get germs on your hands, you wash them. You get germs in your sinuses, you use Cofix, you wash out your sinuses. Great product, and it makes you feel all sorts of better. I used it, shortened the duration of the horrible, horrible, violent cold I was fighting. And, it really, really made a big difference for me. So I recommend it. I like the product. I think you ought to use it. If you're sick, even better. You can buy Cofix by clicking on the banner ad and use the Out Loud code at checkout. Again, when you use that code at checkout, it not only makes you, gives you a discount, but it also supports our network. So we would appreciate it if you'd do that. I'd also appreciate it if you told everybody about our show and you come back and listen to us again tomorrow.